Don't flop down in a chair, pick up some junk food, and switch on the TV. Get away in a quiet place and listen to God.
Missionary Jim Elliot said, "He is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose." What sacrifices are you and I willing to make for what we believe? Welcome to Gateway to Joy, a ministry of Elizabeth Elliot, calling us to put our plans in the hands of our loving Heavenly Father. Here's Elizabeth.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says. And underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliot, talking with you today about how to rest. I'm sometimes accused of being much too tough, much too hard, much too didactic, and I admit that I talk a lot about discipline and obedience and striving for mastery and self-denial. But for a few days, I'm giving you relief, and I'm talking about rest and quietness and refreshment and the love of God. We need real rest, don't we, in the busy, noisy, frantic, crowded world in which most of us find ourselves. In today's world, we hear these terms: I'm freaked out, flipped out, spaced out, burned out, bombed out. And my nephew Charles gave me a new one the other day that I'd never heard of. I'm jonesed. I said, "Jonesed? What in the world does jonesed mean?" And he said, "Oh, well, the same thing." He said, "If you're really down or you're burned out or spaced out or freaked out," he said, "you can say jonesed or you can say jonesed out." Well, I don't know whether that just comes from Georgetown University where he's a student or whether some of the rest of you out there have heard it where you live. If you're any one of these things, you need to rest. You don't just need to relax, and people have such strange ways of relaxing. You know, they sit down in front of a TV show that's blood and guts and thunder and everything else, or they get themselves a cold drink or something that's full of junk that isn't good for anybody, and they call this relaxation. Instead of going out for a walk or drinking a glass of plain ordinary water or just sitting down and relaxing their muscles without turning on the radio or the TV or the stereo or something else, do you feel as though you have to get away and break out and unwind? Usually that ends up being another form of activity rather than what wise men and women through the ages have seen as real rest. Jesus told the disciples that they must come away apart with him and rest a while. And I would love to be given a peek into what those rest periods were with Jesus. But I feel pretty sure that there was a lot of quietness, away from the crowd, perhaps out on the hills, perhaps in the desert, perhaps in one of those caves in the Judean desert that some of you have seen. But the secret of a truly restful life is living with God. That was the secret of Jesus' rest and peace. And how do we live with God? Well, in perfect obedience, in pure readiness to do his will. Am I perfectly obedient? Am I purely ready to do his will? Far from it. Far from it. If any of you imagine that you're listening to a woman who's got it made, who's got her spiritual life and all the rest of her life together, you're mistaken. I mean, you're badly mistaken. But it is my prayer that God will make of my heart pure readiness, of my will perfect obedience, a continual, unbroken, "Yes, Lord." Well, that's the way Jesus lived his life. And let me go back to the Old Testament, to the prophet Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 1 to 3. "At that time, says the Lord, I will become God of all the families of Israel, and they shall become my people. These are the words of the Lord. A people that survived the sword found favor in the wilderness. Israel journeyed to find rest. Long ago the Lord appeared to them. I have dearly loved you from of old, and still I maintain my unfailing care of you. Now that verse is written specifically to Israel, but we have reason from the New Testament to think that we have a right to think of ourselves as God's Israel. There's a spiritual Israel as well. And so we can claim these promises. I believe that God is speaking these words to me and to you. I have dearly loved you from of old, and still I maintain my unfailing care for you. If we are in love with somebody, where do we want to be? Nowhere in the world except in that man's arms. In his presence, if possible, in his arms. Of course, you can't be in his arms every second, but you just want to be with him. I know what that's like. I know what it's like in the fresh newness of falling in love. I know what it's like in the ecstatic excitement of engagement when you can tell the whole world, not only do I love this man, but this man loves me. I know what it's like in the peaceful, long-continued learning of a deeper kind of love in marriage. I want to be with my husband. He was away just for 2 days. I missed him. The house was empty. I didn't have anybody to talk to. I didn't have anybody to cook for. I don't particularly care to cook when I'm only cooking for myself. And so it's living in God's presence that brings rest. And if you love somebody, you find rest just being with them. You don't even have to talk to them all the time, just being together. The lover seeks time with God. I want to be a lover of God. I want His word to be the lamp by which I walk. I want His light to be the light that lightens my darkness. But I must let go of my cares. I must do what He tells me to do in His word. And He tells me, He commands me, now get this, casting all your care upon Him, for it matters to Him about you. Let me say it again, casting all your care upon Him, for it matters to Him about you. In G.H. Morling's wonderful little book called The Quest for Serenity, which has recently been reprinted with an introduction and notes by Ruth Graham, Ruth has this little story in the margin. I think this is one of Ruth's notes in the margin of G.H. Morling's book, The Quest for Serenity. It's apparently based on an Indian legend told to her by Helen Morkin. The Great Spirit scooped up the tiny chipmunk and held him cupped in his hand. "Let me down! Let me down!" cried the little chipmunk. "You are interrupting me." "Why," asked the Great Spirit, "what are you in such a great hurry about? Stay in my hand." "Let me down, let me down, I must mop up the flood. See, I dip my tail in it and wring it out and dip it again and wring it out. Hurry and put me down." Looking down, the Great Spirit saw the little chipmunk's mate stranded on a tiny isle surrounded by water from a sudden rainstorm, and smiled tenderly at the brave little chipmunk, dipping his tail in and out, wringing it out, dipping his tail in, and wringing it out. "Here," he said, scooping him up again, "let me help you." And the Great Spirit blew his breath, and the waters disappeared. Then the Great Spirit lovingly stroked the little chipmunk before he set him down. And the stroking made stripes down the little chipmunk's back, and he never forgot. Some of our activities we feel are absolutely necessary, and in a frantic hurry, we're desperately trying to get something done, and the Lord is saying, "Let me hold you in my hand," and we're saying, "Let me down, let me down, let me down." He says, "What are you in such a hurry about? stay in my hand. And our efforts are sometimes as futile as that of the poor little chipmunk dipping his tail into the flood, wringing it out, dipping it in, and wringing it out. And when the Lord calls us from the tumult of our life's wild, restless sea, let's hear his voice. We can't do it if there's never any silence in our day. And if he wants to hold us in his hand, let him do it, even for 5 minutes, even in the midst of your busiest time, perhaps. 5 o'clock in the afternoon, when you're trying to get supper and trying to quiet the children and trying to sort out all the quarrels and put away the groceries and look fresh and pretty and serene for your husband when he comes home. Just stop for a minute. Throw your apron over your head, as the old Scottish preacher tells about the humble woman that he met and said, "How do you find quietness in your hard-working life?" And she said, "I throw my apron over my head, and then I'm alone with God." How to rest. Don't flop down in a chair, pick up some junk food, and switch on the TV. Get away in a quiet place and listen to God. The secret of rest is living with God, living as Jesus did, asking him to help you to do exactly that. May God help us today to be still, to know that he is God, and to find rest for our souls.
You've been listening to Gateway to Joy with Elizabeth Elliott, author of over 20 books, including Discipline, The Glad Surrender, and No Graven Image. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.